But I thought that was a pretty good answer to this. He was a little sensitive about it, bound to have been.
Little what?
A little sensitive about not having any hair.
Touchy
about it. Uh-huh.
Well, when somebody passes you something and you might say, no, I don't...
Care for it.
Don't care for any.
Oh, I have plenty.
Yeah.
Like I said, have some more squash pickle. And you said, no, I'm... That's what you said.
Yeah. If the food, say on Sunday, when you're fixing Sunday dinner, you had too much and you couldn't eat it all, then Sunday for that night, you might have what?
Leftovers.
Yeah, you'd say you were having what?
Leftovers. Just like we had leftover soup today.
Mm-hmm. You could warm it up. You put your food in your mouth, you know, something that's real tough and it might be hard to
chew.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me yesterday, Ms. about that man who got arrested for having a still down there. What did they call men who had, folks who had that sort of thing?
He was a deputy.
He was a deputy?
And a second cousin of mine.
He wasn't upholding law and order, was he?
He was a deputy to the sheriff or something. Of course, the sheriff knew it. They were all in it. They all knew it together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how long he'd been down there, but been down there a good while. And they still have them. They still know it. So sometimes they take one, you know. Well, I really have to.
What do they call that stuff that's being made?
Mash. The mash is moonshine. But it's made out of mash, sugar, and meal, fermented.
And where would they sell it? Do you ever know anything about that?
Yeah, they sell it they come get it. People come get it, they sell it by the jug.
Would they ever sell, you know, put it, if they didn't want anybody to know who was doing it, would they ever put it in a hollow stump somewhere?
Oh, yes, have it stashed out, call it. Yeah. They stashed it out.
You hear a blind tiger? You know
that same thing.
What's that?
That's the steel.
The blind?
Blind tiger.
Yeah.
They thought it was blind, but they couldn't cover up that odor. Wouldn't get that sugar and stuff to boiling.
Yeah. Now, what do you put on your food to season it?
Yeah. Salt and pepper. Some put on accent. But I don't use accent. I don't use much salt. I suppose season it with salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, herbs.
Yeah.
All kind of herbs. Bay leaves.
Y'all, now, we were talking about fruits. You get a lot of fruits around here?
Mm-hmm. No, not too many. Because they have to be sprayed. We don't have just orchard. Now up the road we have, there's a man up there started an orchard. He has one about 5 years old, and then he's got another one about 2 years old, and then last year he put out another one. They don't last long, not like the ceiling peach did. These grafted peaches that you order trees, they don't last as long as the others. So you have to just keep putting them out. But as far as just commercial orchards, we don't have them anymore.
Yeah.
People just have a few trees. That I have, maybe I have 6 or 7 peach trees and 4 plum trees and 3 apple trees and I have 1 pear tree.
Yeah. Now, the inside of the peach you call?
The seed or the kernel.
I see. When you're making a cherry pie, you have